Button.
Hi everyone in Audio Boo Land. It's February. We missed Dave. What day did we miss?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Five.
So I can't remember what the other subjects were. There was communication, favourite apps, something else. I've got a feeling we missed another day as well. Maybe not.
I don't know.
Whatever. We're on day five, and today is...
Actually, today's day six, and we're catching
up. Yeah, we're catching up on day five. Yeah, and today is fads, fashions, sayings from when we were teenagers. I remember most of all when I was at school, there were little sayings, and this is going to be politically incorrect. I'm just repeating what were the kind of in words and in sayings of my teenage years. They wouldn't be allowed today. You had things like, if you wanted to call, say someone was stupid or a bit thick, you called them a pleb.
A what?
A pleb. or if you wanted to be really insulting, you called them a spastic. You couldn't do that today and get away with it. Well, yeah, I suppose some people could. Yeah. But it's not really the done thing these days. In things, when I was at school, one of the things I remember was you had to have, if you were a guy, you had to have a metal comb. You had to have a nice shiny metal comb. I know Steve Wicket's Fonzamundo used to have one. I used to have one. One of the fashion items that... There was two.
Used to comb, and everybody used to keep it in their back pocket.
That's right. Yeah.
Yep.
Two fashion items that I had in those days that I probably wouldn't be seen dead in now. I had a really thin, flimsy bomber jacket that was red, white, and blue. It was red, white, and blue stripes all the way around it. Wouldn't be seen dead in that now.
We had those, yep.
And
the stripes went up and down, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
And it had, and the toggles on it to tighten it up were like silver toggles.
Yep. Loved it then, would not wear it now for nothing.
Facebook notification. Facebook. Sharon Thompson also commented on a post shut up. Sausage. Speech off.
Right, it's all right. Just shutting my face, my notifications up.
That was my fault.
That was mine as well. And another item that I had then, they were really comfortable. They're so, so comfortable. And they were really in your face. And they were kind of, they were bright red trainers. I mean, they were bright red trainers.
I had with bright red jeans. Loved them. I wouldn't wear it now.
I seem to remember being the first person I ever saw at our school that wore a leather jacket.
I had a short leather jacket back then.
Uh-huh.
It only came to about right here.
Yeah, mine was a short one.
Yeah.
And it was
had like a quilted lining.
Mine didn't. Mine was a brown one. And I used to think I looked like David Soul out of Starsky and Hutch.
I think mine was like a... like a reddish colour, like a burgundy
right.
kind of colour.
Yeah. Because it wasn't a black one, a friend of mine, Richard Holmes, he used to call it my Pufter's jacket. He used to call it the Puff's jacket.
I got it for a coat too.
And just to complete the duo, I had Hutchinson's leather jacket and I had Starsky trainers. Blue trainers with white stripes, with white kind of go faster stripes.
Oh
yeah, I thought I was the bee's knees.
Do you remember the parachute pants?
No.
They were like really thin, like wind kind of pants, thinner than this, but they were made out of the really like shiny stuff, and they had zippers. I mean, all over.
Like silk kind of pants.
Yeah, and they had zippers like from here all the way down, just all over the legs.
See?
On the pockets. Yeah.
It's American, you see. That's what it is.
Don't start dissing Americans. Don't you start. I didn't have them. My brother wore them.
One of the in things when I was a teenager, and this is like during the 80s, we all had to go to school. Well, there was four or five that used to go to school with our ghetto blasters. Do you know what a ghetto blaster is? Right. With our ghetto.
Yeah, with the big speakers and with the tape.
Yeah, that's right. Or the you couldn't say this today either. They used to call them wog boxes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we call them. We call them the.
Yeah. Anyway. And you used to have volume wars.
Mm-hmm.
Whose system was the loudest?
Yep.
It made no difference that the sound was absolute shite. It's who could go the loudest. God.
Syrup cans were in back then too, for
me. And I think really, as far as kind of fashion and. Because I didn't go to a mainstream school, you know, and there was a load of blind kids there. They didn't really get into the fashion thing. So, like, the likes of me and the likes of Steve Wickett, who used to go home every day and stuff like that, so we didn't kind of have that restriction. We were kind of like the more fashionable ones, you know, there because we weren't boarders. But I didn't really start taking a lot of paying attention to fashion until I was kind of 16. I used to go to school in these really baggy jumpers, really kind of bright colours, like lime green, not lime green, mint green, and kind of.
Mint green was like a light, no?
Mint green. Mint greens are kind of pale. It's kind of light green, yeah.
Like
And a very vivid peach colour I had. This really baggy top. It was like bat wings. Yeah, and that was it, really. So, and other things that were.
I'll never forget the very first time I told my mom to chill out when I was a teenager. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't get down the hall fast enough. I thought she was going to kill me. She said, "What did you say?" I said, "Chill out." She said, "If you say that one more time, okay, I'll say it."
Yeah.
Not saying it. Now she says it all the time. It's really funny.
Yeah, well, she's into a second childhood. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So yeah. So that was about it for fashions. I remember feeling like I was the king of the castle because I had a copy. I had 12-inch versions of Tintin's Kiss Me and Animal Magnet's Welcome to the Monkey House. Now, if you're outside of the UK, you won't have the faintest idea what I'm talking about. But in the UK, and especially in the Birmingham area, which is where I come from, you were considered pretty cool if you had those two 12-inches in your collection. Kind of DJs used to play those. At parties and stuff like that. Pretty naff, but it's all good fun. I always wanted to be a teddy boy. I always wanted to like dress up in really bright jackets and bright trousers and like bootleg ties and drainpipe trousers and stuff like that. But I was never brave enough, and I wasn't. And by the time I was old enough, I wasn't brave enough, and it was all out of fashion by then. So, I wanted to be the lead singer out of Shoddy Waddy. Actually, that's not true. I wanted to be the black guy out of Shoddy Waddy because I always thought he was pretty cool.
Oh, good Lord.
I mean, I didn't want to do like a reverse Michael Jackson. But, you know, I always thought the black guy out of Shoddy Waddy was pretty cool. So. There you go. Anyway, that's our fashionable boo for today.
As she stuffs
her face and I freeze to death. And we'll talk to you later and we'll try and do day sixes today. Oh, incidentally, if you happen to be around tonight at 9 o'clock in the UK, go to treehouseradio.com and tune into Music by Starlight. I'm not going to tell you anything more about it other than you won't regret it. It's fabulous because I present it. See you later.
Well, that was a little,
What?
Speech on.
It's just funny the way you said it.
Like or dislike song. But audio boom. Button. Like or pause. Button. Pause. Like or pause. Button. Like or dislike audio boom. Like or pause. Next track. Volume. One. Unlock. Open camera.
Okay,
unlock.
Nice,
button. Audio boom. Close. Button. Publish. Time remaining. 49 minutes. Pause recording. Button.
Oh, well, this audio boom appears to have carried on because my screen got locked. Grr. Oh, well, never mind.